This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In the end last night, it wasn't even close.
The Detroit Pistons have just shocked the Los Angeles Lakers. 100-87 to win the NBA title.
They shocked the Lakers. They shocked a lot of basketball fans over the course of five games. ESPN's Sal Masekela has been following basketball for us here on Day to Day. Sal, last night's game.
Yeah, like you said, if anyone told me that Detroit was going to score 100 points to win the game, I still would have been laughing. I thought that they would suffocate them on defense, but I wouldn't have thought they would have had 100-point output. And like you said, I mean, it was just, it was a whooping.
It was a whooping. They won in five games. I'd have to say they came awful close to winning game two. They almost swept the Lakers. How in the heck did that happen in the NBA where everyone was calling on the Lakers to win?
Well, there were a few factors. And, you know, all year long, Detroit played a suffocating defense, an intense defense, especially toward the end of the season after they got Rasheed Wallace. They were holding teams to under 70 points consistently. But I think people really didn't feel like that was going to be applicable in the West because of the high-powered offense, especially of the Lakers. Larry Brown is an amazing coach, and he's got the respect of his players. And the one thing that I think was the difference is that the Pistons, as a team, as a unit, never rely on one or two people. They don't have a Kobe and Shaq. They have a unit or they have nothing. And they follow Larry Brown's execution to the key, and I think that was really a difference.
They're young. They're rangy. They play together. They seem to like each other, to trust each other, to respect each other. And they play as a team.
You can see it in the huddles. During the Laker timeouts, there's, you know, people aren't talking to each other. There's not a lot of motivation. There's a couple of bench players that are trying to keep guys going. But when you look inside that Pistons huddle, there's constant communication on all fronts. Guys are smiling, high-fiving, and it's mellow. It's excited, but it's mellow. They sort of like use their timeouts to gear back up, and as soon as they get back on that court, all they do is attack on defense and share the ball. That's it. That's all you have to do. And it was simple execution of the pure game of basketball, and that was really what made the difference.
I've thought of the Lakers as the basketball model over the last 4 or 5 years, a mature team with a couple of outstanding players. Maybe the model now is the Detroit Pistons. Maybe the Pistons have said, look, you don't need big, huge stars. You need a bunch of guys who can play and know how to play together with a lot of discipline.
You look at everybody that scored last night, Mehmet Okor, Corliss Williamson, everybody that came off the bench, Mike James, everyone came in and they contributed. And that ball moves around. It's quick, zippy passes. People might say it's old school, but you know what? Old school is new school today because the Detroit Pistons are the NBA champions.
Let me ask an LA question. Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, Phil Jackson, what happens?
I think Phil Jackson is going to retire to Montana. And just call it quits. The guy's, he's got his 9 rings. He's done his thing. Kobe Bryant, they're going to have about $140 million to give to him. I think the closest to him after that is about 90-some-odd million in the league. We'll see. Will the ego be put aside, and will they rebuild the team? That's the question.
And Shaq?
Shaq's not going anywhere. This is his town, and I think it's going to be up to Kobe to decide whether he not wants to play with Shaq anymore. But Mitch Kupchak is going to have to call in some therapists. They're going to have to do some real sit down and have some family counseling for this family to stay together. This could be the end of the Lakers as we know it.
Sal Masekela, host of ESPN's X Games and Day to Day's basketball guru throughout this season. Sal, thanks for being with us again.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.